The Hard Shoulder.
With Nissan. Number one for petrol in Ireland. Number one for electric. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
This is News Talk.
Now, my next guest, Dermot Lynch, is on the line. Dermot, good evening.
How are you?
I'm very well. You're welcome to the programme. Tell us what happened to your daughter.
Last Thursday, my daughter was due to fly out of Stewart International in north of New York with Norwegian Air. She was delayed on her way to the airport through traffic and train problems and ended up being 5 minutes late for check-in.
Oh, dear.
She arrived at the desk. She was carrying no luggage, just take-on baggage, you know. And when she went up to the desk, it was 5 minutes. She turned around and they said, sorry, you can't get on. You can't check in.
No sympathy, no understanding for someone who was under pressure.
None. In actual fact, they turned around and said to her, you know, let this be a lesson to you to actually be on time in future. So she got very, very distressed. She was crying. She said she walked away from the desk. She didn't have money to book another flight. They were, I was telling her, ring 1-800-something. And out of a crowd came this American guy. Saw that she was distressed and said to her, he asked her what was wrong. And she said, well, she told him. But he said, come on. He says, I'm going to buy you a ticket.
Hold on. Oh, whoa. Hey, there's generosity, there's generosity. How old is your daughter, by the way?
My daughter's 22.
Okay, so she's a young lady. She's on her own 2 feet, but something very distressing, being told you can't get your flight home from the United States. So you could understand she was very upset. And this guy just randomly rocked up and said, I'm going to buy you a ticket.
Yep. He went up to the desk and he said, I want this young lady to get home for the holidays. And they turned around behind and said, oh, redial 1-800 and book it there. You can't book a flight here.
Geez, so, they were really helpful, weren't they?
Oh, well, they weren't very helpful, right? And she just really was getting more distressed. But the guy insisted anyway, and someone came out of the group of people and said, yes, you can buy a ticket. Obviously, that kind of generosity and kindness really should not go unnoticed, right?
Now, can I ask you, was this Dermot on the same flight?
Not the same flight.
A later flight.
There was a flight going 2 hours later to Shannon. Now, ironically, the flight that was going to Dublin was delayed, you know, but they said rules and regulations didn't allow them to take her in. And at one stage, turned around and said, if you don't go away, we will call the police and get you removed from the airport.
They're not exactly covering themselves with glory here, Dermot.
No, they're not. But there's a nice ending.
No, hang on. Tell me, this guy just randomly walked up to a very upset daughter of yours. Do you want to give her name, by the way? Are we allowed to?
Aoife.
Walked up to your lovely daughter, Aoife, who was very upset and said, I'm going to sort this out for you. Don't worry.
Yeah. And doesn't want any recognition. The man wouldn't give her a name. Wouldn't give her an email address. She wanted to pay him back. He said, no. He said, this happened to me many years ago. And what I want you to do, if you ever see someone in the same position, please do the same thing. And she said she would. You know, and I just said to myself, you know, she was really, really distressed. And this guy, out of the blue, comes up and does that.
Now, do we know what age of a man he was?
I don't know. I think he was originally, she said he was originally from Limerick. He had worked in America for 30 years.
Okay, so he would have been considerably older than her, a little wiser.
Yeah. No, he did not want any recognition for it. No, she tried on a number of occasions because he was on the same flight.
Well, so he ended up on the same flight as her going to Shannon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And he insisted he didn't want recognition. So she got to the point where she felt she was annoying him and just was delighted to get home.
Did she even have the opportunity to buy him a cup of coffee or a pint?
No, didn't have anything. Would not take anything under any circumstances.
What an old school guy.
Yeah, lovely. You know, reminds me of times being in a sweet shop. You see a child shuffling in front of them. They wouldn't have enough to buy sweets. A sweet. But who buys an airline?
A couple of weeks ago I did it, but it was like 20 cent for a child who wanted to buy a jelly snake. Not a flight back to Ireland.
Yeah. Well, that kind of kindness to me and generosity, because the Americans, their hospitality is absolutely fabulous, you know. And to have that kind of kindness and generosity, we hear a lot about the words America is great. That's what makes America great. People like that. You know, and he's not listening probably, but I think it should be pointed out.
Dermot, when did you hear about all of this, by the way? Presumably it was a done deal.
This, Yeah, well, what happened was she was ringing me and very, very distressed. I said, okay, we'll sort it, we'll sort it. You know, I text her, she'd cut off the phone, and that obviously was when the American guy
interviewed.
Came up to her.
Yeah.
So really, as such, it's a very small airport. It's in the middle of nowhere. There are no hotels anywhere near it. And, you know, she was left there. And I just really, really think, God, isn't it a great story? You know, really great story.
Yeah. Look, and what you say he might be listening. He might be listening. If there is an Irish-American who flew into Shannon, what day was this?
Last Thursday night.
Last Thursday. So presumably, if he flew in, he may still be here. You may recognise the description, the generosity, that clearly, if this wasn't this guy's first time being nice to somebody, if it's in his nature to do this, he's done it before.
Yeah.
Dermot Lynch, what do you want to say to this guy tonight?
I just want to say thank you. Really, really thank you. You know, the kindness and generosity of this man. Really, you don't hear about it much. There's a lot of negative news out of America. And again, as I say, this is what makes America great, the people.
Dermot, we wish you and Aoife the very best. She was coming home for Christmas, was she?
No, she was just there on a short trip.
A short trip, okay. Well, she was there for Christmas and coming home, and it would have left a very bad taste in her mouth had she been stuck there. But Dermot Lynch, thank you, and we wish you and Aoife the very best. And to whoever the Secret Santa was, happy Christmas as well. Dermot Lynch, thank you very much indeed. Do you know something? With Ivan being off the programme tonight and trying to breathe in a little bit of niceness that normally wouldn't be here, and with so much doom and gloom that is out there on the hard shoulder, when Ivan gets back, I want him to be inundated with nice stories. So if you have a nice story and a random act of kindness that has happened to you, let us bring it to the hard shoulder. Ivan will have no choice to deal with them all when they're here. 53106, tell us your random act of kindness, like what happened to Aoife Lynch over at Stewart International Airways. And we will bring the Christmas cheer to you here on the programme. 53106 for your text. The hard shoulder at newstalk.com is the email.